this is Jan. Hello, this is Jan.
Hey, Miss Jan. I don't think Gretchen's on yet. She'll be there in a few minutes. She's usually big till about 8:30. I think it's Gretchen tonight. This is Mitch.
Just the two of you?
Ma'am. Just me and you so far. Nobody else is online.
I never know just when to tune in.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I usually just click in a little bit early. I'm driving right now. I just usually click in early and just listen to the music until she kicks on.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, I'm driving tractor and trailer on the road right now, heading 4 hours south.
Pardon me?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I didn't hear you exactly.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm driving right now, driving tractor and trailer, and I'm on the road. I'm heading 4 hours south of Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm going
down there past Tampa right now. I'm going to Sarasota, Florida, real far down.
Oh, yes.
Yes, ma'am. We just get on early and usually hit this silent button, *6, and just sit back and wait till she comes on.
Okay.
So she should be there any time.
Hello. Oh, how are you, Mitch?
Hi, Gretchen. Hi, sis. Miss Jan's here,
Hi,
too.
This is Claudia in Kentucky.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Claudia. I'm sorry, Miss Claudia.
Yeah. So how are you
doing?
Down here in Florida, we got a little bit of cool coming in. I think we're about 58 down here tonight. Maybe a little bit cooler now. It's gotten dark already.
It's going to be about 6
here
degrees.
It's hot.
Yeah, it's really gotten
it's cold 54
here.
Down. 54, I'm sorry. Yeah, it got really cold. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
we didn't get too hot today. 6 degrees.
In Kentucky,
you say
would
six,
you be?
Excuse me?
Six, yeah.
I'm
oh,
from
Lord.
Minnesota, so I got you all beat.
You do?
Oh, goodness.
Don't
oh, goodness.
Oh, we're glad you're here. What part of Minnesota?
I'm just outside of the Twin Cities, St. Paul,
okay.
Minneapolis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little bit north of that.
Linda will be here tonight, most likely, and she's from Minnesota.
Oh,
I can never think of the town where she's from. It's about an hour from Minneapolis.
That's where we are, but it's there are many that are an hour from Minneapolis, so I don't.
Right.
It could be south. Or west.
Maybe Glenview, or I don't know. I just can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I should know
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, I'm from Chisago City.
Uh-huh. Well.
It's a very small town.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chisago, how do you spell
that? Well, hey, everyone. This is Gretchen. I've been on for about a minute listening to you all. It's wonderful to hear you all talk. If you want to go ahead and write down how to spell that, that's okay with me.
Well,
I just want to welcome everyone for being here. So did you want to go ahead and exchange some information before we start?
It's okay. I think I can make it out a little bit. Thank you. Go ahead, though. Thank you.
Well, sure. Well, I'm glad to hear that there's some people here. Was there anyone else who wanted to come on and maybe say your name, what part of the state you're from, or what state you are from? I'm actually in Pennsylvania. I'm in Gettysburg, so that's where I'm from.
Gretchen, Tara's here.
Oh, hi, Tara. I'm glad you joined us tonight.
Hey. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Internet, can't wait to hear it.
Oh,
hey, Anthony.
What state are you in tonight?
I'm in South Carolina tonight. Just got back.
There you are. Aw. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours, honey.
Hey, Gretchen. Queen's here.
There's Queen.
Aw, hey.
She's from Pennsylvania.
Cold and snowy Pennsylvania, but not.
Yeah.
As cold and snowy as other places, so I'm thankful.
Hi, Gretchen. Hey, who's that?
That's Patty.
Patty, bless you, my friend.
You know, I've been thinking of you, and I was wondering, I said, gee, what is Gretchen going to come on? And here you are.
Yeah, I'm doing Friday nights now. Hold on, my dog's barking. I do Friday nights now. I have been for, I don't know, maybe 2 months. And I'm not sure if you're aware, Vicki has a book deal with TBN, so she's doing a little tour and giving a lot of speeches, and so she needs her weekend. So we bless her and all that.
Yes, Gretchen, I'm on here too, Gretchen. I'm traveling down south down there.
There's Mitch.
I'm on mute
Florida.
Out, but my truck. I'm heading real far to Florida too. I'm going to I'm heading down past Tampa tonight. I'm going to Sarasota tonight, so it should be nice and sunny down there. It should probably be a little bit warmer down there in Sarasota though, by the time I get there.
I'll be careful,
Mitch.
Stay inside up here. Okay.
Hey, I got a 4-hour trip.
Hello.
Hello, Vicki.
It's PG.
Hey, PG. My name's actually Gretchen. I'll be doing the line tonight. Vicki will be on Monday, but you're very welcome here. It's kind of the same thing.
Oh, okay. So Vicki's not there. I thought I heard her voice.
Oh, I don't know if she is on or not.
Oh, okay, no worries. Yeah, no, that's fine. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Okay, well, tonight, let's just go ahead and get started just because I decided this afternoon to do some more of the healing profiles towards some diseases when we do our ministry this evening. So, I'll just make that as a statement that if we go a little late, no obligation to stay the whole way through, leave at any time. I'm going to go ahead and mute the phone and get us started. And thanks again, everyone, for welcoming me tonight. Hold on. Father in heaven, thank you and praise you for this opportunity to represent you tonight. I bless you and I give you all the glory, all the power, all the wisdom, all strength. All things are of you and from you and to you and for your people. And so I thank you for the mess that my life was, that it can be a message of hope and of freedom. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Okay, so tonight we're going to explore an issue that seems to continue to show up in people's lives, and that's fear. And, you know, even when you say the word, sometimes people can get afraid. But let me give you something to lift your spirits right off the bat. The first words after Adam sinned were, I was afraid. It was his first automatic thought. The first automatic characteristic of Satan's nature is, you guessed it, it's fear. The first words after Christ arose
were, be not afraid. So now you have a choice. You get to choose whose voice you are going to listen to. You get to choose to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. So what is fear? Well, we're going to start talking about this biologically in your body. Okay, fear biologically cannot be created without your body first creating dread. And they call that the chemical of negative expectation. So your body actually makes dread. It's a projection into the future, and it comes from the HPA, which is the hypothalamus pituitary axis. And this chemical dread then releases a second chemical called fear. And fear releases stress hormones. I'm sure you've heard of cortisol and adrenaline. And there are some, of course, basic characteristics of fear: being afraid, scared, worried, anxious, tense, stressed, or concerned that something bad is going to happen. Again, fear projects into the future. Now, there are five stages of stress. The first is the alarm stage. Then you have the resistance stage, where you're going through that stressor. And then you have the recovery stage. The fourth stage is adaptation. And the fifth is exhaustion. And we're going to go into this a little bit. Okay, so fear manifests itself first as alarm. That's that fight or flight response in our bodies. And then this progresses to what is known as the resistance stage. You know, you should ultimately recover from your stressor and carry on with your life. But when the stressor is not resolved, you never leave this resistance stage, and instead you bypass recovery and simply adapt to these stressors. And when that happens, that culminates in the exhaustion stage. Think of chronic fatigue or other adrenal gland issues. Okay, there are two types of fear. Now, one is natural, and it's built in, and it's designed by God to help us escape from life-threatening circumstances. It creates a rush of adrenaline that is in and of itself not harmful to our bodies. Again, we're supposed to recover from that. But this adrenaline, that's the chemical that allows people to lift off cars off of other people and to accomplish other supernatural feats of great physical strength. Then there is the fear that is from Satan and his kingdom. Now, Satan's nature is of fear, just like God's nature is of love. And Satan is of all creatures the most full of fear, because he knows he's been judged and he knows his time is short. The difference between Satan's fear and godly fear is that godly fear doesn't stay after the crisis is past, and Satan's kind of fear does. Fear impacts memory. Every time we have an experience, we take a picture and store it in our brain for long-term memory. And a traumatic event can create both kinds of fear, because a trauma may open a door for all kinds of fear, for tormenting fears. You know, trauma is ritually used in making mind control slaves. And Satan uses trauma in our lives You know, those times when we went into fear to condition us to think, you know, that God doesn't protect, that we're vulnerable, that the world's not safe, that we're alone, that we're unloved. You can fill in the blank. But, you know, when we dwell on the details of what happened, when we play that over and over in our minds, then fear programming takes root. You know, your body doesn't know the difference, and it responds the same way to any kind of fear. And there are over 4,000 fears. Those are the ones that science has identified and given a name to. Now, the good news about that is that every name that is named has to bow to the name of Jesus. When nutrients are placed before a cell, the cell will turn towards the nutrients. It will open up and be ready to assimilate them. But when toxins are placed in front of a cell, they will close down and move away from the threat. They are opposite in nature. So being open and moving forward and being closed and moving backwards are mutually exclusive. Simply said, a cell cannot be in a state of growth and protection at the same time. And it's the same with fear. Our bodies release chemicals in response to fear, you know, and if it's an ongoing underlying anxiety, the body's resistance response is a slow drip of cortisol into the system. That is why fear, that is why stress and anxiety are recognized by the medical and psychiatric profession as the number one cause of many, many life-threatening diseases. You know, fear causes great inflammation. It causes cardiovascular disease, including heart attacks and strokes. High blood pressure and hardening of the arteries are high on the list. And then the various forms of mental illness could be anxiety disorder, multiple personality disorder, paranoid schizophrenia. These are all fear-based illnesses. Fear in some form is also the cause of asthma, chronic fatigue syndrome, bronchitis, lung disease, diabetes, and gastrointestinal disorders. And it's one thing for science to recognize fear as the cause, but it's quite another for them to know what to do about it. You know, you just can't tell someone, quit worrying. If they are harboring a spirit of fear, they can't not worry. They'll just worry about worrying about something else. So, you know, you can't. And the other thing about this is you can never argue a person out of fear. Logic doesn't work because the entire thought process is fear. So besides that, it causes the decision-making centers in the brain to become underdeveloped and shrink. Think of that cell with the toxin in front of it, where it pulled in, shrunk, and moved away. You know, it's the same throughout our body. Fear, when it's speaking, can be very logical, but it's based on having no faith and not trusting in God. It's like the cell with the choice. Will you be afraid or will you be not afraid? Which Adam will you face? The first Adam who said, I was afraid, or the second Adam who said, be not afraid? Because, you know, you have to face one and turn your back on the other. And at its root, you know, fear really is a spiritual problem. We can't cure a spiritual problem with a physical solution. You know, not to get into it very much, but, you know, this is Gretchen from Pennsylvania. I was so broken with fear. I had panic disorder with borderline agoraphobia. Yes, I could go out, but only because I had to go to the doctor or get groceries. I hated driving. I mean, the list goes on. I just was a flipping mess for sure. So, you know, I understand this fear, that fear is a spiritual problem. We can't cure a spiritual problem with a physical solution. The only pill that can take care of a fear-based disease is the gospel. You know, all others fail because basically fear is lack of trust in God. There is a breach in relationship with one or more members of the Godhead. You know, one fundamental leg stool of a tripod is missing, and that won't stand. If you sit down, it's not going to hold your weight. So there's a breach with either the Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit. And there's a lack of faith, and because of that, fear is sin, according to Romans 14:23, that says whatever is not of faith is of sin. Okay, so the spirit of fear is not from God. The spirit of fear is contrary to God, opposed to God, in turning away from love, away from growth, away from nutrients, and not towards Him. You know, and over again, 331 times in 144 verses, God says, fear not. 30 times in 28 verses, He says, be not afraid. And 175 times in 54 verses, He says, not be afraid. So don't you think it's important to heed God? This, however, this spirit is dark, and it's dark, and it's destructive. You know, and God wants to make sure that we know it's not from Him. So in the Bible, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, the Bible tells us, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So what has God given us that Satan wants to substitute? God has given us His nature. He has given us Himself as revealed in the living Father, the living Son, the living Spirit. You know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. And that is God, the Holy Spirit, who enables us to overcome the power of darkness and to walk in victory through His power and His presence that is always with us. And I pray, Father, tonight You heal that breach for Your people. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. That is God the Father that enables us to feel compassion, to understand others, to forgive and release the people who hurt us. He is love. He is everything that 1 Corinthians 13 says he is. And so I just pray for anyone who has a breach with Father God, go to 1 Corinthians 13, and wherever it says love or charity, that is how your Father feels of you. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And you know, that is God the Word, the renewed mind of Jesus Christ that enables us to recognize and deal with our enemy in every area of our lives. You know, Jesus told Satan during his time of testing, it is written. So get to know the scriptures. I use that God has not given us the spirit of fear countless times for years as God was breaking that programming out of me. 2 Corinthians 13:14. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. So, you know, beloved, the grace comes first. Always the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Always first. The love of God the Father is revealed through the Son. Romans 8:37-39. Know in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, that is such a gift. And when we get that down into our spirit man will rise up and fear won't have a chance. So, you know, let's understand that our battle with fear is a battle with a spirit and not with ourselves. So when we say, I'm afraid of what this or that, we take ownership of the spirit, you know, and we give Satan a legal right to work in our life and to destroy us. Think of Job. You know, every day Job sacrificed to God in fear that his children were doing unrighteous things. You know, and Job was afraid he'd lose his children. Unfortunately, he did. Fear projected into the future, and Job recognized that he created his own problems when he said, "What I greatly feared has come upon me." And then the book of Job describes the spirit of fear in chapter 4, verses 14 through 17. I'm sorry, 18. Nope, 20. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right. Fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up, and it stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, "Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he puts no trust in his servants, and his angels he charges with folly." How much less in those who live in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed before the moth. They are destroyed from morning till evening. They perish forever without anyone caring. Fear and faith are essentially equal in the spirit realm. They're both in operation within us. They both project into the future, and they both demand to be fulfilled. You know, fear has been called negative faith, and that's true because what you truly believe is what's most likely to come to pass. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." But you know, faith abandons everything and cries out to God, and He brings the increase. On the other side of the coin is fear, the substance of things not hoped for. You know, how many times have we heard or said, "I hope not," right? And fear has many faces, and these are the most common. Panic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, addictions, which is also a form of obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, which can include mind control or MKUltra, social anxiety disorder, specific phobias, and generalized anxiety disorder. And I just am going to say this because it's my turn, but I really do believe that with social media and a lot of the QAnon stuff, I myself was traumatized by what I was seeing. And I believe it's a form of mass mind control to trauma bond people into what they want you to believe, or whatever information is attached to those traumatic images. But let's go back to here, this is generalized anxiety disorder, is excessive, unrealistic worry and tension, even if there is little to provoke the anxiety. Worry, and this is a word that comes from the root, meaning to choke or strangle. So worrying is that suffocating, uneasy feeling that we have when we're faced with a situation that has no apparent answer. You know, that's when, like, the light bill's due, you lost your job, the kids need diapers, the washing machine broke down. You feel alone and you have to solve it all yourself. And then you feel abandoned, and so you become independent and self-reliant, making you your own God that has to take care of it all because no one else will. Okay? Fear takes us into idolatry, and we become our own God. You know, we have a breach in relationship somewhere. It's different for everyone, but there is a breach with the Godhead. You know, we're not created to be independent. We were created to be interdependent. And when we act independent of God or of each other, we take ourselves out from under His protection. And it's like, again, trying to sit on that two-legged stool. It has become double-minded. So thinking you don't need anyone is really just a sign of immaturity. As we grow up in the things of God, we realize that we become more dependent. You know, we tend to think that we gain independence when we get older. And, you know, to a degree, that's true in the natural world. But in the spiritual realm, God's ways are different. You know, we become more, not less dependent on him. And we realize more and more how much we really need each other too. His grace is sufficient in weakness. Another face of fear is anxiety. Now, this word also means to suffocate, press tightly, to strangle. So there's a troubling in our minds, but there's no real object to it. It's just there, and we don't know why it should be. We're not at peace. Anxiety follows worry. So anxiety is essentially multiple fears and unresolved conflicts. You know, our enemy is so good at pushing our buttons that he can create symptoms in our bodies when there's no related disease. And the doctors can't find out what's wrong because there isn't anything physically wrong with us. There might be something spiritually going on, but now, because of the underlying vanities of fear, we get really worried and we get worried sick. And once you get worried sick, you're in distress, and then that causes misery and weakness. That's kind of like when you're in the narrow, constricted canyon. And it's really a state of mental or spiritual claustrophobia. Fight or flight. You know, it took me many years to find this, but it can also include the fawn or the freeze effect. So, like, the fawn is the deer in the headlight paralysis. You know, so the enemy just keeps piling it in. There's the fight, flight, freeze. Oh, and there's another one too, and it's called faint. So the people that are fainting, again, that is a response to high stress. Again, from the face of fear, it can get really contorted. Next comes the panic. I don't know if anyone has ever experienced panic disorder or attacks. It's like you're standing on the edge of the abyss looking down. It's just terrifying. You know, the root of the word panic is Pan, and Pan was a demon god of Greek mythology who poured out terror. And, you know, this unleashing of terror brings about intense loneliness. It brings fear of death. It brings helplessness. And staying in panic really wears your body down fast. There is timidity, which is social anxiety disorder. And that's a face of fear that robs us of our self-confidence. And, you know, when we're trained in a spirit of fear, our mind will begin to program itself into a mode of fear. So remember, when the spirit attacks, the body reacts. And we can become programmed to fear an illness. It is the nature of a living being, that sin, that has now become one with us, and that's disease. And at this point, you'll have a hard time separating yourself from it. You think it's you, but it's not. You know, we must know, we must remind ourselves daily who we are in Christ Jesus. So if anyone is looking for a way to do that, you can join us every weekday morning at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time. Same number, same access code. Hope you join us. One of the greatest struggles in all relationships is that we are afraid of each other. You know, we don't trust each other. I don't know about you, but evil works through people, the last I checked, right? So, you know, the Bible calls this type of fear, fear of man, I'm sorry, fear of man, which brings a snare. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Then it progresses to something like this. God isn't there for me. But God knew that you'd think that. So go with me to Isaiah 49, verse 14. Praise the Lord. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken or abandoned me, and my Lord has forgotten me. You see, there's the fear of abandonment. Satan wants you to think that God has forsaken you and that he is even the author of evil. And fear as a spirit seeks to destroy your life. But what does God have to say about it? Read on. Can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yes, they may forget, and yet will I not forget you. Now, those of us who are mothers can relate to this. We know how close our children are. And yet God says we are closer to him than that, and that we may forget our own children, but he will never forget us. And it goes on, behold, I have graven you upon the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. You know, and I just think of his nail-pierced hands engraved with your name. Your walls mean protection. You know, he is the nutrients, and he's taking care of both growth and protection. You know, God is always looking out for us. Another antidote to fear is fear. That's right, the fear of the Lord. And our knowledge that there is no greater power than God. Now, a few years ago, I got to go to Yellowstone National Park, and there is an outlook over a waterfall, and I really feared falling over the edge, because if I would have fallen, I would have died, you know, and there is a fear, and there is an awe of things more majestic in power and strength, you know, and that's what he asks of us. Not to forget that despite his grace, he is God. And if we want his divine protection, all we have to do is acknowledge him, give him reverence, and he will consume all the fear. You know, you need to fear the one who can take you out eternally, not temporarily. Again, Job chapter 4, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he puts no trust in his servants, and his angels he charges with folly. How much less in those who live in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed before the moth. You know, and when you are confronted with fear, turn to the Godhead. And 2 Timothy 1:7, use the word and answer as Jesus answered Satan, say, it is written. You know, because the enemy, he wants to choke us out. He wants to choke our breath away and smother us, and he wants us passive. You know, well, this disease just has to run its course, or, you know, all this inflammation is just normal. Or how's this one? There's nothing I can do about it. I'll just have to live with it. Well, whatever your battle is, I wanted to tell you with my own life as an example that fear can be overcome. And we are not shadow boxing here. You know, if you've listened to us for any length of time, you've seen the authority of the power of God and the blood of Jesus cast out evil spirits. You know, and that authority and that blood gives us overcoming power to speak to invisible beings, and they have to obey us. Not just me or Vicki or Phil, but you too. So use the word. Hebrews 4:12 says this, "For the word of God is quick and powerful." That means it's alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing apart of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So separate yourself from all the body talk coming back at you, all the soulish stuff. Because remember, 80% of disease originates in thought. So make a spirit-led decision that fear, the spirit of fear, will not have me. You know, because ultimately, we win. You cannot lose with the stuff we use, and that is the word of God. You know, even the fear of death has to bow. So I want to finish off with Psalm 34, and then we'll get rid of some fear. Praise God. From verses 1 to 17. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, you children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. Praise the Lord. So that ends our teaching for this evening. We are now going to begin the ministry time. And what I'm going to do is similar to what we've done with the Healing Profiles ministries before. We are going to go through a disease profile. I'll have you repeat after me out loud from your own home. You can just stay muted where you are. You just speak out loud. It does cause a lot less manifestations and engages the spiritual realm a lot easier for your behalf. So I do ask that you repeat after me when we repent for the spirits, and then I will do deliverance after, and we'll go on to the next disease and then to the next. Let me see the time quick. Okay, very good. Okay, so Heavenly Father, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I repent for any and all generational spirits of fear in the family line, and all fear that I have participated with myself. I ask for forgiveness and cleansing of all unrighteousness, that the curse be canceled, that the diseases be broken, that they carry on no more in my bloodline or in me ever again. I trust you, Lord, and I thank you in advance, in Jesus' name. Fabulous job, everyone. Okay, that was the general repentance. Now we're just going to start with anxiety disorder. So repeat after me, and then I will cast out this cluster of spirits and pray for healing. Okay, for anxiety disorder, these are the possible roots. I'll just say them really quick. First, there are spirits of fear, as in stress and anxiety. There's also spirits of occultism. That could be generational. Again, occultism could be either sorcery or pharmakia or divination, but definitely pharmakia is in this profile. There are also the spirits of heaviness and oppression. They usually manifest as a depressive person. Victimization, panic, generalized projection of something going wrong. And then there's also some side effects of other drugs that can cause this. So ready, folks? Here we go. Father, I repent and renounce participating with the spirits of fear, stress, anxiety, occultism, possibly generational, pharmakia, heaviness and oppression, victimization, panic, generalized projection of something going wrong, dread. Good job, everyone. You ready to receive? Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. If I, but with the finger of God, cast out devils, know this, the kingdom of God is come to you all today. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit behind anxiety disorder. I don't care what kind of anxiety you are. Up and out now at the sound of my voice, spirits of fear, stress, anxiety, dread, worry, concern, up and out in Jesus' name. Tension, headaches, get out of here in Jesus' name. I speak to spirits of occultism, generational occultism, generational anxiety, generational fear, come up and go now in Jesus' name. I come against spirits of generational sorcery, generational divination, and generational and personal pharmakia. And Father, I release these far from your people in Jesus' name. And as they go, I command heaviness and oppression to rise up. Keep coming up. Keep coming out. You haven't fooled me 1 minute. By the end of this, you are leaving that person now. I speak to spirits of victimization. Get out now in Jesus' name. Spirits of panic, panic disorder, up and out, Pan, the spirit Pan, go now in Jesus' name. And I come against that generalized projection of something going wrong, the spirit of dread, fear, stress, and anxiety. The Lord himself rebuke you from these people as I speak. And I thank you, God, for that in Jesus' name. Praise God. Okay, slightly different, but I do know someone on the line who's having some back issues. So we're going to take a look at some back pain that can manifest as trauma. However, some of these things, like in vertebral radiculopathy and reflex sympathetic dystrophy, these things have a lot of fear in them. And so we're just going to pray against them. Say, Father, let's just go ahead and do it. Say, Father, I repent of all spirits of sciatica, self-conflict, fear, as in stress and anxiety, anger, rage, and resentment, oppression and heaviness, possible occultism and confusion, generational personality of addiction, pharmakia and drunkenness, and the need to be loved. Praise the Lord. So you did your part. I'm now going to cast things out. Father, I just come against these spirits as a gang, as a cluster, and I ask that you bind them in a bundle to be burned. I come against all spirits behind radiculopathy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All spirits behind dystrophy and degenerative disc disease, as I call you up, you will come out. I speak to all spirits behind spinal stenosis, post-lactomectomy syndrome, spinal arthritis, and coda equina syndrome. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against and pull up, I pluck up and throw down every spirit of sciatica, self-conflict, and fear. You will rise up. You will leave these people as I speak. I come against self-conflict in Jesus' name. The Lord himself separate you with the sword of the Lord, with the sword of Gideon, and with the sword of Gretchen. I cut away self-conflict and fear coming out of self-conflict. Insecurity. Who do you think you are? Get out of the saints of the living God in Jesus' name. And I come against worry, concern, anxiety, and dread up and out in Jesus' name. I come against the fight and flight response and the fight of anger, rage, and resentment. The Lord rebuke you through me. I command you to be bundled, to go. And I come against that spirit of heaviness and oppression manifesting as depression and mood disorder. I come against occultism and spirits of confusion and double-mindedness. And Father, if there's anyone out there sitting on a two-legged stool with you, I command restoration in Jesus' name. And I cast out whatever spirit is blocking them from your love, power, and soundness of mind. In Jesus' name, I take authority over all generational personalities of addiction, pharmakia, and drunkenness, and an inordinate need to be loved coming out of trauma, and I pluck you up, and I cast you all onto the consuming fire of the living God, for our God is a consuming fire. Thank you, Father God. And Father, I just pray right now for a creative miracle, a healing or creative miracle to the limbic and the sympathetic nervous systems of your people. I speak healing to the vertebral bone, the disc, and the osteophytes. I speak healing and restoration to all cartilage, and I pray, Lord, that any bone sclerosing will stop. I speak healing to all the nerve fibers and the annulus of the outer lining of the discs in the spine. And I speak healing to all pain, for it to cease and for the chronic pain cycle to stop now in Jesus' name. And I pray that all pain, including referred pain, will stop, that you will heal and bring a balance to all hormones and neurotransmitters, especially cortisol, substance P, dopamine, serotonin, and the opioids. And I speak healing, blessing, and peace over all of them in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Okay, a few other disorders I want to do is social anxiety disorder. Again, I want to remind everyone that if you have any unforgiveness in your heart, that you need to release it. So in the name of Jesus, Father, I come against all spirits of bitterness coming out of fight or flight, coming out of the fight response. I bind and break the power of the strong man of fear and bitterness. I command unforgiveness to go, resentment, retaliation, anger, hatred, violence, murder, up and out of God's people now. The Lord rebuke you as I speak. And I come against the curse of carrying unforgiveness and that rooting in any of your spine or joints. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to do another quick repentance for you all and then do the cast out for social anxiety disorder. The possible roots are as follows. Say, Father, please forgive me for participating with spirits of fear called paranoia, unloving spirits, spirits of self-bitterness, self-rejection, self-hatred, and guilt. Fear, stress, anxiety, dread, fear of rejection, fear of man, spirits that may have gained access as a result of lack of nurturing in childhood, spirit of insanity, rebellion. Excellent job, you guys. You're hanging in there. Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with the finger of God, I come against and separate God and his people from social anxiety disorder and the cluster of spirits that cause that. And I come against and I speak to every spirit. And as I call you up, you will come out and you will be removed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I come against spirits of paranoia up and out in Jesus' name. I come against all unloving spirits loss of self-esteem, low esteem, in Jesus' name, all spirits of self-bitterness, self-rejection, self-unforgiveness, self-hatred, guilt, shame, and condemnation, the Lord rebuke you again through me, in Jesus' name. And I come against you, fear, social anxiety, fear, stress, anxiety, and dread. I will hit you again till you can rise again no more. Fear of rejection, up and out, in Jesus' name. And whoever that is, I bind all that legion of fear of rejection and fear of man and all spirits that gained access as a result of a lack of nurturing to rise up, leave God's people as I speak, go to your dry place where your torment is, and be consumed on the other side of this dimension. I speak against spirits that came in through lack of nurturing, lack of love, lack of adequate needs being met, in Jesus' name. And I come against and speak against spirits of insanity, madness, paranoia, fear in insanity, mania, hysteria, and rebellion, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. I speak healing in the name of Jesus to every tissue, every organ or body part that needs healing. And I command the body to come back into balance and function as God intended from the foundation of the world. And if a creative miracle is needed, I call it forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. Okay, we're going to do again a variety of illnesses. So now we're going to move on to diabetes 2. A little different than diabetes 1. Diabetes 2, the organ is there. It's just not working correctly, and it's been found to be an anxiety disorder. So if you would repeat after me, if you don't have it, it could be in your generation. You know, any of these issues can be generational iniquities, meaning that the same spiritual root issues were present in either your father or your mother or your grandparents, even though they didn't have that disease. Last week we talked about the generational iniquity curses. Again, a lot of that is what we're doing tonight. So if you would repeat after me, we will then get rid of diabetes 2. Say, Father in heaven, I ask for forgiveness for participating with fear of failing others, fear of man, performance and perfectionism, the inability to receive love without fear, projected rejection, possible rejection by a father or sometimes a husband or a man in general. So maybe you know who that is. You can forgive them. Say their name out. I repent for unloving spirits, including spirits involved in self-destructive behaviors, self-indulgence, self-pity, addictive spirits, rebellion, insecurity, double-minded, and the spirit of death. Thank you, everyone. You did your job. Now it's my turn. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. I come against every spirit involved in diabetes 2, and as I call them up, they will leave your people, Israel. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over fear, as in stress, anxiety, dread, up and out, go now. Fear of failing others, go in Jesus' name. Fear of man, fear of failure, fear of success, get up and go. Performance, perfection, and drivenness, in order to receive love, affection, or attention, go now in Jesus' name. And I speak to the spirit of fear that causes you to be unable to give or receive love without fear. And I strip that from the lie that has held it in place. And I stand in the gap for your people, Father. And I cast that thing far from each and every one in the name of your precious child, Jesus. I come against and command rejection. I called you once out. I'll call you again. Rejection, get out of them. Get out of them, rejection. Come up and go now. Rejection by a father, by a husband, by a man in the generations, up and out in Jesus' name. And I come against unloving spirits, including self-destructive behaviors, self-indulgence, and self-pity. I call you up and I command you to leave now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak to every other addictive spirit, spirits on assignment to come against your people, rebellion, insecurity, which is fear, double-mindedness, which is fear, and spirit of death and fear of death in the name of Jesus. And Father, I loose your angels assignment to go and to deliver your people, to hearken to these words and to bring forth what you would have to pass. Praise God. Okay, you guys have already repented for this stuff, so I'm just going to cast this one out. This is for food allergies. And, you know, these are, again, possible roots. It doesn't mean they're always there, but in the generations, they most probably are. Fear of disease. Fear, as again, in that dread, anxiety, stress. Spirits of rebellion. A broken spirit. And self-pity. So again, some kind of trauma came in, broke the heart, broke the spirit, and that type of fear causes allergies. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I stand in the gap for your people, and I cast out fear of disease, fear, stress, anxiety, dread, all spirits of rebellion, the broken spirit, and self-pity in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, as those spirits go, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I pray for healing and, if necessary, a creative miracle for healing to the amygdala, to the limbic system, and the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, that HPA axis. I pray for healing to the bone marrow, for normal production and maturation of B cells. I pray, Lord, for the programming to be broken of B memory cells, which initiate future hypersensitivity reactions. And I pray for healing to the plasma cells, for a decrease of the secretion, IgE. And I command the over-secretion of neutrophils and eosinophils to cease. I pray healing to mast cells and basophils, and for the over-secretion of histamine, which results in inflammation of the tissues like hives and itching and swelling, to cease. And I command that the over-secretion of leukotrienes and proglandins cease, and for any abnormal bronchioconstriction and vasodilation causing wheezing or anaphylaxis to cease. And I command the over-secretion of cortisol to cease, for a function of a normal immune system to return. And I ask that in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ, and I lift up Zoe, Lord, and I ask that you would be her deliverer in Jesus' name. Okay, the next one I'd like to take on is multiple chemical sensitivity, which is environmental illness. I know someone out there on the line struggles with this, so I wanted to take care of this tonight. Spiritual roots that could be, have often been spirits of occultism. A broken spirit, beginning with childhood trauma, self-pity, fear, coming out of the broken spirit, the fear, anxiety, dread, and stress. Also, unloving spirits causing a loss of self-esteem. So a certain kind of self-fear comes in. And then you have drivenness to meet the expectation of a parent in order to receive love. And if that sounds like you, then there's good news tonight. I'm going to cast those things far from you and pray for your healing. So, Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thank you again for this awesome privilege. And I just stand in the gap for your people. I send far from them all spirits of occultism, including generational occultism, generational sorcery, generational divination, generational pharmakia in Jesus' name. I speak to all religious spirits of occultism. I break your power. Power is broken. Time is up and curse is canceled. Praise God forever. I speak to the broken spirit. Anything that came in through the door point of childhood trauma, get out now in Jesus' name. I speak to you familiar spirits of self-pity and fear coming out of a broken spirit, bringing fabricated personalities, programmings, expectations and behaviors in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I come against fear, as in dread, as in fear, as in anxiety, and as stress that causes disease. Get up, get out of her now in Jesus' name. And I speak to the unloving spirits of self conflict and low self esteem, self fear causing you to hate yourself and doubt yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. That's not you. It's a lying spirit, and I separate it from your people, and I command it to be separated. I cut it away like a surgeon and flick it out in Jesus' name. And I come against the spirit of fear that is rooted in drivenness to meet the expectation of a parent in order to receive love. And I command it to be swallowed up by the perfect love of the living God. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. I just pray in Jesus' name for the healing of the amygdala, the limbic system, and the HPA axis. I pray, lay your hands on your head over there. Pray for healing to the bone marrow and for the normal production and maturation of B cells. I pray for the programming to be broken of B memory cells, which initiate future hypersensitivity reactions. Be ye broken, and I break that programming now in Jesus' name. And I pray for healing to plasma cells, for a decrease of the secretion of IgE. I command the over-secretion of neutrophils and eosinophils to cease. For the mast cells of basophils and the over-secretion of histamine to stop now, and over secretions of leukotrienes and prostaglandins to stop for any abnormal bronchioconstriction and vasodilation causing wheezing, or anaphylaxis to cease. I break your programming now in Jesus' name, and I command the over-secretion of cortisol to cease, and for normal functioning of the immune system to return. And again, I stand in the gap for these people and for Zoe in the mighty name of Jesus. So, I know it's getting later, but I'm going to keep going because that's what I want to do. And I'm going to take care of some here that have to do with the lungs just because of COVID. You know, if we can break the power of some of these things that are already known to cause lung issues, then let's do our very best to get rid of anything that could anyway cause an extra strain to our body. So we're going to go ahead and do for asthma, which has been shown that possibly could be rooted in very deep-rooted fear, anxiety, and stress, especially around relationships, insecurity, and fear of abandonment by a father or a husband. So again, almost everyone has father issues with asthma. So, Father, I just stand in the gap for your people and for Zoe. And, Father, I send far from them everything that's attached itself to them in the spirit realm, including deep-rooted fears, anxiety, stress, dread, especially around relationships. So, deep-rooted fear of relationships, go in Jesus' name. Deep-rooted anxiety around relationships, get out and stop lying to God's people. And deep-rooted stress around relationships, which is what's needed to heal, the Lord rebuke you. I stand in the gap for these people, Lord, and I send away all spirits of insecurity, self-fear, self-conflict, self-insecurity, and the fear of abandonment by a father or a husband. And Father, I ask for forgiveness. I guess just because things didn't work out, she ended up abandoned by her father. And so, Father, for every single one who is carrying that wound, I stand in the gap and send far from them in the spirit that and more that's attached itself to them. If there's anything else that's attached itself to them, I stand in the gap and I command it to go. That's right, up and out now in Jesus' name. And as these spirits leave, as you lay your hands on your chest, I speak healing now to the hypothalamus, to the amygdala, to the limbic system, to your parasympathetic nervous system. And I command the oversecretion of adrenaline and noradrenaline to come back into normal balance and to stop binding to beta receptors. I speak healing to the beta receptors, that the beta 1 receptors become unblocked, and that they operate again in Jesus' name. And I speak healing to the lungs, especially the bronchioli and the alveoli, for all inflammation, for the swelling and the bronchospasms to cease. I speak healing for oversecretion of ACTH and histamine to stop. And I remind everyone in the sound of my voice, including the invisible word, that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, can divide between the joints and the marrow, the thoughts, the intents of the heart, the soul, and the spirit. So I pray now for healing for the over-secretion of ACTH and histamine to stop. And I pray, Lord, that the airway hyper-responsiveness of the AHR to antigens to cease, and that the helper cells, the TH1 and the TH2, no longer be programmed to induce AHR. I speak healing and to strengthen the immune systems of your people, and for the lymphocytes and antibodies, IgA, to stop attacking the lungs and only attack viruses, bacteria, and other foreign invaders in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the power will be broken off of B memory cells to prevent any further program reactions. And I speak healing to normal gas exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide between your alveolar air and the pulmonary capillaries. And I speak health and blessing and peace over all of them in Jesus' name. Father, I stand in the gap for your people, and I command everything I call to be cast out. I cast out all spirits behind hypersensitivity, including a broken spirit, fear of man, fear of disease, fear as in dread, anxiety, and stress, unloving spirits, a lack of love causing a compromised immune system, and self-pity. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, I just ask you for mercy for your people. I pray, Father, that you will have mercy on whom you will have mercy, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And yeah, it's pretty late. Okay, so lastly, we'll just deal with bronchitis, because so much of that is tied again to the COVID stuff. So this will be our last one for tonight. But Father, I just stand in the gap for your people, and I send far from them anything that's attached itself to them in the spirit realm. I come against and cast out bronchitis. I cast out spirits of fear and anxiety, especially around relationships. Relationships with the Father, relationships with the Son, relationships with the Holy Spirit. And I speak against fear of abandonment, self-bitterness, self-hatred, self-rejection, guilt, shame, condemnations, and any addictions in your generations, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, as these spirits leave, I stand in agreement, if there is anything in anyone that you want set free, I join my will to yours, and I command it to come up and out and leave your people forevermore. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you that you are just so, so faithful. So in the name of Jesus Christ, not only do I send far from them, but I take back for them everything, Lord, that you want for your people to have. And so I speak healing to strengthen everyone's immune system. I command the over-secretion of histamine and any inflammation or scarring in the lungs to cease. I speak a creative miracle for the removal of scar tissue and the restoration of healthy alveoli in the lungs. I speak a creative miracle to the lungs and the alveoli, and for all inflammation and swelling to cease. And I command coughing to stop, and for normal breathing to be established. I command in Jesus' name the over-secretion of adrenaline and noradrenaline to come back into normal balance, and I speak healing for the over-secretion of ACTH and histamine to stop. I speak healing to normal gas exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide between your alveolar air and the pulmonary capillaries in Jesus' name. And God, you know what all these words mean. I thank you and praise you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that you are the great I am. And Father, if there is anyone who still is struggling with fear, I ask you for the divine exchange, the fear of this world for the fear of God. For you, Lord, hold all things in your hands, and you hold our salvation in your hands, and that in itself is enough. So we bless you, Lord. We thank you that you are our nurturer and our protector, that we can turn towards you in our fear and still receive what you have for us, which is freedom and healing and overcoming power and might. Saints out there, I want you to be able not just to receive, but to go out and take this message out. And so, Father, I just ask and impart all the gifts and the talents of your kingdom that you've placed in me for you and for your people. And I just ask God and speak that it be multiplied, that you go forth and greater works you do when I go to the Father. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to unmute the line. If anyone has a comment or a question, also want to thank you for staying with me so very long tonight. Okay, 1 second.
Okay, so now we're in Q&A mode, which means that you can leave a comment if you'd like, ask a question, if you're still stuck, whatever, hit the *6 key and you will be unmuted. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to ask a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Does vertigo, the kind that the crystals in the ear that cause chronic dizziness, vertigo, sleepwalking, and something else that I was thinking of, falling. Does that have anything to do with fear? Or is that another topic?
It does have some to do with fear, but I would think the first things that would come to mind would probably be generational occultism, deaf and dumb spirits and things like that. And that can be a religious spirit. It can be very subtle, but usually those are the things that are going to make you dizzy.
or anything from the neck up is generally, you're going to look for some kind of deception, some kind of occultism. And again, that's such a broad thing. And it can, yeah, but usually that's what that is. If it's not, you know, or if you can find, see, I don't have my computer with me to look that up. But let's just pray for you. Father in heaven, I just come against vertigo in, what was your name, please?
Jan.
Jan. Okay, Father, well, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just come against vertigo in Jan. I come against any fear that would be causing this to manifest. And I also come against occultism. And I speak to a deaf and dumb spirit or any spirit on assignment against my sister Jan. And I don't actually care what you are or where you came from. I'm telling you to go. So in Jesus' name, this disease and every spirit behind it, the Lord rebuke you through me. You don't even want me to be calling my father after you. So get up, go, and take every other problem she has with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And as they go, Father, I just speak healing to the ear, the inner ear. Oh my, I don't have those notes on that. But God knows what to do. And so, Father, I just ask that you would go from the inside out and remove anything that is blocking or causing a misfiring in her brain in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, may I ask another question?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, excuse me. My husband just recently died on November 15th, and I hear his voice calling my name, and I don't know if I'm hearing it or if I'm dreaming it. And I was screaming through the house for his name because I was afraid somebody else was in the house. You know, hear what I'm saying? That I thought it was somebody else in the house, but I thought he was calling my name. And I've had so much fear since my husband died. I'm afraid of being alone, I think. And especially at night. So I wonder if all of this is part of the whole thing of this fear, obviously.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss. That's got to be hard.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
All right, well, do you want to, I'm sure you've, let's just pray. Father in heaven, I just stand in the gap for Jan. And I ask for forgiveness for participating with the spirit of fear and the trauma that caused the fear in the name of Jesus. And I speak to that fear of being alone, fear of vulnerability, not being protected and not safe in the world in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I speak to you, spirit of fear. I'm tired of you talking to her. I'm tired of you lying to her. Her father has her back in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray that you would, in the natural world, bring support and protection and provision to Jan, that she is not alone in this. Bring others to love her and to stand in the gap and help her in her time of distress. In the mighty name of Jesus.
And Father, I pray against this fear, and I command you, fear, to be consumed. I know you, you know me, and we also know who wins. So fear, you take your hands off of Jan right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, get out of her now. You can't have her. I claim her for the kingdom of the living God. And I thank you when two or more agree on anything touching your will, we shall have whatsoever we ask. Father, I thank you that this fear is turned on its head this night. And I cut it down. I don't care how old this thing is. I don't care how long it's been around. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you and praise you that where that fear was, that you bring hope. We plant it. Water it, dung it, bring forth life. And even as the rod that budded miraculously, Lord, we're asking for the miraculous for our sister Jan in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you so much for that prayer. Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Very well.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in agreement, too. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Miss Gretchen. Be with Miss Gretchen, too, Lord.
You're
Jesus.
Welcome.
Bless her, Lord, all her wisdom and all her knowledge. Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being
yes,
with
Lord.
All of us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you for Gretchen. Thank you for her gifts.
Gretchen.
Thank you for you
yes.
being working through her.
God bless you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Father God, I just pray for Jan as well, Lord. Just let her feel safe in her home. Let her feel your love at night. Just give her hugs for all
yes.
of us, Lord. Just let her know she is safe
praise
with you.
God.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Mm.
Yeah, and Father, I just ask that you would post angels to minister
yeah.
to her, to protect her, to keep her safe.
Yes.
Not that she would see them, but that the sense of peace and your presence, Lord, would be there.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, sure. She can help her.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can really appreciate your prayers tonight. After having COVID, it just really gave me a lot of release and of fear.
Very good.
Yeah, it was very good for me tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the peace.
Aw. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been really, really precious tonight, you guys. And well, thanks. I know it's kept you awfully late, so. Thank you for your time and your commitment to stay the whole way through. And I'm all my love to you. We'll be back next Friday night again. Until then, stay in the love of God.
Peace. God bless.
God bless you all. Until next time, I'll be here
8:30. We're so grateful for you, Jim, and I know I'll be praying for you, and the rest will as well. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you all so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
good night, everybody. Sweet sleep.
Good night.
Good night. Happy traveling to you.
Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night, family. Love you, everybody.
We love you too, Mitch.
All right. Thank you, Reggie, for everything you do.
It's an honor.
God bless you, everybody.
Good night, Jan.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. It was so inspiring and so overwhelming. Thank you.
Hi, Jan. Good night. I'll be with you.
Bye. Yes, thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Talk
Good
later.
Good to be with you. Yes, bye.